Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The city council today questioned New York City Schools Chancellor Richard Carranza about the troubling racial disparities when it comes to remote learning. Our Marla Diamond was listening in, and she joins us. Marla, what did the chancellor have to say about coronavirus testing in the city schools?
Well, the chancellor said that there is a ramp up in randomized COVID testing. So far, 72,000 consent forms have been filled out from parents to allow their students to be tested in schools, which is about 20% of students system-wide. At the hearing, Dr. Jay Varma, a senior health advisor to the mayor, told committee members that testing is not even the first, second, or third line of defense to protecting our children or students or staff from COVID-19, adding testing alone will not save you. The chairman of the education committee, Mark Traeger of Brooklyn, told them that there is a lot of confusion among families in the yellow zones where schools remain open. They want more testing and they want to see the testing data.
Well, another topic of discussion was attendance at schools with majority Black and Latino populations during this COVID shutdown. And now there's new data highlighting the disparities.
The city council issued a subpoena for DOE data on attendance and engagement in these communities, in all communities, as a matter of fact. And they finally got the results this week, and they reveal that schools where at least half the students were Black and Latino were nearly eight times more likely to report poor attendance. The councilman, Mark Traeger, says these students have been shortchanged. They've fallen further behind. And the chancellor points out that the divide is one of the reasons the mayor pushed so hard for a hybrid model where students attend school at least 1 to 3 days a week. Carranza says this has been successful in its intended goal of giving students socialization and time with their teachers. One area where Carranza admits they are falling short is staffing, acknowledging that some students, mainly at the high school level, are going into the classroom but learning remotely on their computers.
Marla, did the chancellor say anything about the solutions they're working on to fix these disparities?
Well, there are two bills that Mark Traeger introduced today, and one of them would require the DOE to put out weekly attendance reports separating out demographics, grades, the area where the school is located, and also the race of the students and if there's any disabilities among the students. Carranza says this is something he supports. He acknowledges that there are disparities when it comes to learning in the city, and they want to correct that. One of the big issues is the access to technology, not enough technology, not enough internet service in some areas for students to log into the iPads that they have. He says that they do have some supply chain issues in finding computers, but they have worked with their partners. They are prioritized at the top of the list as the nation's largest school district. And he says that they are working with the broadband providers to provide the same service that they provide for paying customers to students in these underserved areas.
It's WCBS reporter Marla Diamond with the latest from the school's chancellor.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.